Gentleman is going to be watching very closely. I don't know if there's nail biting going on during these games or not, but the assistant general manager of the Phoenix Coyotes, Brad Treliving, joins us once again. Brad, it's a great time of year. Also, I'm guessing in your position where, you know, trade deadline's gone and everything, it's kind of you sit up there and you're a diehard fan who's rather nervous watching the games.
Yeah, it's there's a lot of profanity and you feel a little bit of helplessness, but you know, we sit up there and drink coffee and watch like everybody else, so it's nerve-wracking. It's good to be in these games that matter, but they're important, and it's an exciting time of year.
Your team, you know, again, Brad, a lot of people look and they say on paper, well, geez, maybe they shouldn't be there, but your coach and your players always find ways to stay competitive. Mike Smith goes down with an injury, and a lot of people thought, uh-oh, there they go. Yet your team battles back and wins right away. Talk about the perseverance. Where does that come from in your organization?
Well, I think, you know, really it's our group. You know, we've got a really strong, committed group there. And as we build the team, you know, a lot of times, let's face it, and you look at our organization, we're not a team that's going to be up spending near the cap. So as we look at building our team, you know, character and the mix of our group and the chemistry of our group, you know, we think is a real important ingredient for us. And, you know, so, you know, our locker room is a close locker room. I think it's full of a lot of character people. I think you touched on the coaching staff. I think they do as good. I think they're second to none in our league in terms of the preparation that Tip and his staff puts in, and just having our players ready each night. And, you know, I think a little bit we've been through some trials and tribulations out here in the desert over the last number of years. And, you know, the old saying, what doesn't kill you makes you better or makes you stronger. And so I think we've hardened over the last few years. And, you know, but we got a lot of work left ahead of us here the next six games. So, as you said, a big one in here to L.A., and every night's a fight to try to find some points.
How much out-of-town scoreboard watching do you do, Jim? And do you pull out the calculator every morning to look at the possibilities and the number crunching?
You know, it's funny. When you win a game, you're watching and you're looking at standings and you're doing all the math, and then you lose a game and I throw it in all the garbage and don't try to listen or watch anything or look at anything. And I mean, you're always aware. You know, you're aware of what's going on around you. But ultimately, like we say to our group, is, you know, that stuff's all anecdotal information if you don't win your games or collect points along the way. So, you know, ultimately, it's irrelevant what other teams do around you if you're not taking care of your own business. So we try to keep the focus on what we're doing and prepare for the next game, play it, try to get the result you want, and win, lose, or draw, then, you know, put it behind you and get ready for the next one. And, you know, that's sort of what we got left here the next 10 days or so.
Assistant General Manager of the Phoenix Coyotes, Brad Treliving, joins us. Brad, the Pacific Division is so tough right now. You have L.A., Anaheim, San Jose. You know, you look at, you know, in any other division, you guys would probably be sitting rather comfortably. That's just how it is on the West Coast right now. In Edmonton, it's even a bigger hill to climb. Talk about those matchups and how your team matches up against them. And now that it's a division rather than conference play, do you alter how you'll build your team a little bit to counter those teams that you likely would face in the first and second rounds of the playoffs?
Well, you know, we've been playing those teams for the last number of years. You know, a couple of years ago, I had a playoff series with L.A., you know, the San Jose's, the Anaheim's. You know, we're familiar with them, and, I mean, it's no secret. They're excellent hockey teams. And, you know, I think, you know, over the last few years, you definitely, you know, try to – I think it's important to have a blueprint of how you're going to have some success. And, you know, to be able to compete with those teams, not only throughout an 82-game season, but, you know, if – you know, looking at this year, for instance, if we're fortunate enough to – and earn our way into the playoffs, you know, how are you going to have success against those teams in a seven-game series? So I don't think, you know, anybody that's watched the hockey out here, it's not a real big secret. It's a hard game. You know, use any description you want. They're heavy teams. They you know, you have to be physically prepared, and you got to be physically engaged, and you got to be physically ready to go into these games. You know, but it's size, strength, it's speed. It's not like these are lumbering teams. They come at you with quickness. And so, you know, without question, when you look at putting together your roster and building your teams, you keep those things in mind. Because, you know, not only our division, but you look at the entire West now. You look at the Chicago's and the St. Louis's. You know, it's hard. It's Colorado's having a heck of a year. You know, and you've got developing teams like Edmonton, Calgary. I mean, Calgary's has been as tough an out as anybody here the last half of the year. So, you know, obviously those teams in California have shown they are elite teams in the league. And you know, to make the playoffs or to go far in the playoffs, you're going to have to be able to compete with them. So you take that blueprint and you try to make sure that you prepare yourself and build your team accordingly so that you can have a chance to compete against those clubs.
Brad Treliving, assistant GM of the Phoenix Coyotes, joins us. Brad, you look at your numbers this year. Anaheim's dominated your team for whatever reason. You guys have really handled the LA Kings so far this season, and you're pretty much split against San Jose. Why have you matched up well against the Kings?
You know, it's an interesting question. I don't know. You know, ultimately, I think we've, you know, there's been a rivalry there, and I think like any rivalry, it's been there for a number of years. You have a playoff series, it only heightens it. You know, we've for a lot of years now, we've really relied on good goaltending, and I think our team starts, as a lot of teams do, to have success, you have to have good goaltending. Average goaltending it won't cut it in this league. So, you know, going back over, you know, the last few years, Mike Smith has been real good for us. As you mentioned off the top, with Smitty hurt now, Thomas has come in and played well. I can't sit here and tell you there's a formula or recipe, other than, you know, you have to be ready to battle against these teams, and if you're not, and especially this LA team, you know, and especially at home, they're real good on home ice, and we got a heck of a challenge ahead of us. But if I had the secret formula, trust me, we would have shared it here tonight, and we'd be feeling real confident going in. But, you know, you got to go in, and you got to take it very cliche-ish, but you have to break the game down shift to shift and be prepared to, whether good things or bad things happen, you have to be prepared to keep your focus and prepare for a battle for 60 minutes. And if you're not, just very simply, you're not going to have any success whatsoever.
Brad, for the last few years, your name has been thrown out there, you know, for potential GM openings. People are obviously thinking highly of you. Do you feel you're ready to be a GM? And how do you know that you're ready to go and be the GM of a team?
Well, I don't know. I think a lot of that, you know, gets in the media. I love the organization I'm with. I love the job I do.
Yeah.
I think all of us at some point think, you know, we aspire to run a team at some point. I don't know if there's a magic sticking point or a magic light that goes on to say that you're ready. I've been in a very fortunate situation here in Phoenix with my boss, Don Maloney, where he's given me a lot of opportunity. We don't necessarily have a big shop, if you will, in terms of our personnel here. So I've been able to, you know, he's given me the opportunity to be involved in really every facet from a management perspective, you know, in terms of obviously your NHL team and everything that goes on with that, player contracts, your minor league teams, you know, your pro and amateur scouting. So, you know, I don't know if there's a time that you say you're ready, and I don't think it's, you know, quite frankly, you should be worrying about what's ahead of you tomorrow. Our focus here and my focus is the job at hand with this organization, and down the road, if an opportunity, if you're fortunate enough to, you know, be in a position to look at those opportunities, that's great. But thinking thinking down the line like that, I think, is real counterproductive. There's enough, trust me, there's enough to do in my day here that keeps me busy worrying about the Phoenix Coyotes.
Yeah, and I guess to me, I meant it more as a compliment for you. When people are talking about, obviously, you're doing your job well, but you do have to have the focus at hand. You talked about Don and in that position where he allows you to do things, right? And that allows you to grow as a person. And I'm sure there's really good debates going back and forth, Brad, when it comes to player transactions, trades, you know, signings, and those type of things. How much, you know, is that a gut thing? When you look back at your first year as an assistant GM until now, how do you feel you're better just in the job you do, and why?
Well, that's a good question. I think it comes with experience and familiarity. You know, like I said, with Don here, he's really, you know, he really opens up, you know, not only with myself, but with all our staff. He's a guy that takes a lot of input, you know, which I think a good manager does. You know, he looks for ideas. He challenges you to come up with things. You know, he wants you to be proactive in terms of, you know, ideas or thoughts or, you know, those types of things that, you know, you're not just sitting there waiting for somebody to ask you a question. And for me, you know, it's familiarity with the league. I mean, ultimately, there's a bunch of different nuances in this business and in this job, but ultimately, when you really boil it down, it's making more good decisions from a player personnel standpoint than not. And if you can be on the right side of it more times than not, you're going to have a chance to have some success. And you know, you're always looking for digging and finding information, and the more you're you know, with each year that goes by, you're out and you're seeing more players, and you have you know, just a better handle and a better grasp of not only the league, but, you know, other teams' reserve lists, the junior ranks, collegiately, and all those types of things. So you expand your sandbox, if you will, and I think that only helps you. But there's nothing really replaces experience. You know, when you come in, you're learning the league, and with each year that, you know, as young as the league gets each year, you have to make sure you're current. I mean, it's so important in this position to be very current. What was good and successful and right, you know, a year or two years ago, it's outdated now. So you have to make sure you run pretty hard to make sure you keep yourself current in the league, and hopefully that helps you drive good decisions.
Brad, as always, I appreciate your time. One final one. Are you a superstitious group? When you guys sit up in the press box, if you're winning, are you always in the same spot together? Do you switch it up? What happens?
It's funny you ask that, because they kind of look at me as that superstitious guy. We were in a little bit of a funk a little while back, so I was trying different things. But, yeah, everybody's sort of in the same spot, and the tie may go on two in a row if it wins, and pair of socks might get thrown out if they go 0-1. So there's you're trying to look for everything to help you. So yeah, I not over the top, but there's some quirks with this group for sure.
Well, Brad, the fans love hearing that, because many of them are in the exact same boat as you. You're all fans of the game, and good luck. Enjoy the ride. Hopefully your team gets in. We appreciate it, as always.
Thanks for having me.